Sustainable IT, the experiment of coexistence between energy and technology. Technological progress has always fed on electricity. Yet the digital civilization of today is suffering from the hunger of the very power it consumes. Humanity has entered an era where it must build not faster computers, but sustainable ones. The warning of energy, the heart of technology is power. The evolution of AI, the explosion of data centers, and the expansion of blockchain and quantum computing all revolve around a single resource, electricity. Power is both the blood and the heart of IT civilization. But as technology accelerates, that heart overheats, and the power demand curve begins to draw unpredictable spikes. A single large-scale model training session can consume as much power as a mid-sized city uses in an entire day. Even during inference, as the number of users grows, per-request energy usage accumulates. Real-time multimodal models that combine speech and vision are even more energy-intensive, since they consume both memory bandwidth and network switching power. As data centers expand, they drag with them new transmission lines, substations, and transformer upgrades, an ever-rising cost that feeds back into energy prices and carbon emissions. The surge of demand during peak hours also threatens grid stability. Traditional generation sources like thermal and nuclear power can withstand such shocks with inertia, but as renewable penetration grows, variability increases and IT's sudden spikes drive up frequency regulation costs. If technology is the brain of civilization, then the grid is its circulatory system. When one loses balance, the other falters. The shadow of data centers, the environmental cost of the digital industry. For decades, IT was misunderstood as an immaterial industry. In reality, it depends on physical infrastructure no less than steel, oil, or cement. Cooling towers, UPS units, battery strings, diesel backups, racks, switches, fiber optics, undersea cables, and high-voltage substations. Digital technology rests upon massive material foundations. High-density racks now exceed 20 to 30 kilowatts each, with GPU clusters surpassing 60 kilowatts. Air cooling can no longer handle the heat, driving a rapid transition to direct liquid cooling, DLC, and two-phase immersion systems. Urban planning is being reshaped. Amsterdam and Dublin have suspended new data center permits to prevent power grid overload. In South Korea, Seoul's 2026 power shortage was traced to six hyperscale cloud data centers in Pangyo starting up simultaneously. Beneath the comfort of digital convenience lies an enormous, spatial, and energetic externality. Water use is another cost. Evaporative and adiabatic cooling systems improve energy efficiency but consume large amounts of water, causing tension in drought-prone regions. Sustainability can no longer be judged by PUE alone. It must include WUE, water, CUE, carbon, and TUE, total utilization efficiency. Electronic waste adds yet another shadow. The typical server life cycle is under 3 years, and GPU generations move even faster. Rare earth recovery, lead solder, flame retardants, and secure disk destruction all weigh on sustainability. The performance metric of the future is not just TCO, but TEO, total environmental ownership. The rise of green IT, the shift toward carbon-free technology. Big tech now treats energy and carbon as key performance indicators. 24/7, carbon-free energy, CFE, matching, carbon-aware workload scheduling, and demand response participation are becoming standard practice. The three major cloud providers are turning data centers into Grid Interactive Efficient Buildings, GEBs, that shift AI traffic to regions with renewable energy surpluses. Corporate power procurement has also evolved. Beyond traditional PPAs, firms are combining on-site solar and fuel cells with off-site wind and geothermal and adopting granular energy certificates, GECs, that verify the time purity of power usage. This has diversified data center locations, from hydro-rich Scandinavia to U.S. Midwest wind corridors and offshore wind sites along Korea's eastern coast. At the same time, companies are addressing the water-carbon trade-off. Seawater and lake cooling, gray water recycling, low GWP refrigerants, and waste heat recovery for district heating are all expanding. In cities like Copenhagen and Stockholm, waste heat from servers now warms residential buildings in winter and drives absorption chillers in summer. Chips and power, the semiconductor energy revolution. Hardware stands at a clear inflection point. The limits of miniaturization and the problems of heat and leakage are forcing a shift from sheer speed to energy per computation, optimization. Intel's Ribbon FET and PowerVia, Samsung's GAA, and TSMC's backside power delivery all aim to achieve equal performance at lower voltages and switching losses. In accelerators, the metric is now bandwidth per watt. GPU-CPU coherency and optical interconnects like NVLink and CCIE reduce the energy cost of data movement. Photonic computing uses light for matrix operations, cutting joules per operation by an order of magnitude. Analog in-memory computing, IMC, and spiking neuromorphic architectures present both challenges, accuracy and calibration, and promises, ultra-low power. At the edge, ARM and RISC-V NPUs, event-based cameras, and on-device quantization and sparsification reduce server round trips and latency. The age of centralized giants is giving way to distributed swarms that collectively cut total energy consumption. Renewable energy and data, the new alliance between nature and technology. The convergence of renewable energy and digital systems is transforming the logic of operation itself. Because wind and solar fluctuate over time, digital services must become load flexible. Model training jobs can be scheduled for nighttime wind surpluses, while inference tasks are routed to low-carbon regions in real time. At the grid level, AI integrates forecasts of generation, demand, price, temperature, wind, and cloud cover to ease transmission bottlenecks. Battery energy storage, BESS, and thermal energy storage, TES, are combined to make data centers hubs of sector coupling between electricity, heat, and data. Some regions use geothermal or seawater cooling to move heat rather than power, while others experiment with SMRs, small modular reactors, and green hydrogen fuel cells as backup sources. Despite differing risks and public perceptions, the goal is clear: 24/7 year-round low-carbon availability. Meanwhile, Asia's long-distance HVDC grid projects aim to balance renewable abundance and digital demand across borders. The economic, political, and environmental costs remain under debate, but the attempt to align renewable geography with digital geography marks a civilizational experiment in itself. Cooling innovation, a civilization that masters heat. Cooling has become the intersection of engineering and ecology. From air to direct liquid cooling, and now to two-phase immersion, systems are achieving rack densities of 80 kilowatts or higher. Though challenges remain, non-conductive fluid leakage, GWP, fluid lifetime, and component compatibility, these systems have become the de facto path to PUE below 1.1 in the GPU era. AI-driven cooling analyzes real-time temperature, humidity, and load data to optimize compressor cycles and fan speeds. Wet bulb temperature and microclimate inputs guide systems to the best operating points each hour. Water-intensive methods are restricted in arid regions, while heat recycling for district heating, greenhouse agriculture, and aquaculture expands rapidly. In Scandinavia, waste heat from servers now serves urban heating in winter and air conditioning in summer through absorption chillers. Subsea data centers balance natural cooling against corrosion and maintenance difficulty. What matters most is the right to experiment and the sharing of learning. Cooling innovation works best not as isolated corporate optimization, but as co-design between industry, cities, and ecosystems. Software efficiency, the ethics of computation and green ops. Sustainability cannot be achieved by hardware alone. Algorithmic efficiency has improved faster than hardware for a decade and will continue to do so. Reducing energy footprints of large models requires optimization across all three phases before, during, and after training. Before training, data curriculum design and deduplication remove redundancy and reduce epochs. Weighted sampling and hard negative mining achieve the same accuracy with fewer samples. Retrieval augmented generation, RAG, injects external knowledge instead of retraining massive parameters. During training, low-precision formats, FP8, INT8, sparse tensors, and mixture of experts, MO, architectures minimize compute load. Communication optimization, zero, FSDP, pipeline parallelism, and carbon-aware orchestration shift jobs to regions and hours with cleaner grids. After training, knowledge distillation, pruning, for bit quantization, KV cache optimization, and token-efficient prompting reduce both power and latency per inference. Engineering teams now practice GreenOps, managing carbon and energy metrics alongside FinOps. Continuous integration pipelines include energy regression tests, and pull requests are reviewed for changes in millijoules per inference. Real-world results abound. An e-commerce company replaced its ranking model with MoE distilled versions, cutting inference energy by 62% at identical accuracy. A media streaming platform redesigned adaptive bitrate policies to maintain perceived quality while lowering network transmission energy by 28%. A Korean fintech firm used a carbon-aware SDK to reschedule batch and EEL jobs, reducing cloud power bills by 17% and emissions by 35%. Efficiency has risen from a subcategory of performance to the very definition of ethics. Policy and markets, from regulation to competitiveness, from finance to standards. Policy is shifting from punitive to constructive. The EU's Energy Efficiency Directive mandates disclosure of PUE, WUE, and CUE, while the Green Data Directive 2026 will price excess emissions. The U.S. combines the Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, with state-level incentives to support low-carbon power procurement. California will require carbon disclosure for all cloud providers by 2027. South Korea's Digital Carbon Neutral Roadmap 2025 mandates 30% renewable power in public data centers. Japan's GX League ties voluntary corporate reductions to national emissions trading. Finance has moved quickly. Green and sustainability-linked bonds now fund data center retrofits, photonic chips, and cooling upgrades. SBT and TCFD/ISSB frameworks pressure IT firms to manage Scope 2 and 3 emissions. Clients demand 24/7 CFE certification and granular RECs, while cloud quotes now list estimated GCT beside vCPU and GPU costs. A new metric has emerged, carbon SLA, optimizing carbon, latency, and cost together. Standardization is accelerating. ISO 30134, PUE/WUE/CUE, the Green Software Foundation Patterns, and W3C time-based energy attributes are being aligned, bridging the languages of energy, software, and accounting. This alignment is not surveillance. It is the market signal for innovation. Technology and humanity, the philosophy of coexistence, just transition, and local communities. The true stage of sustainability is neither laboratory nor boardroom, but philosophy and community. Data center siting intersects with land, water, and landscape. Grid expansion crosses communities and ecosystems. Thus, environmental justice, EJ, and local consent are central. Chasing cheap power without social acceptance leads to opposition and risk. Early consultation, compensation, and benefit sharing are now prerequisites for a technology's social license to operate. Labor and education are also transforming. Green IT is not just for hardware engineers. New professions, energy data analysts, green ops engineers, carbon-aware schedulers, and cooling AI tuners are emerging. Universities and polytechnics must teach electricity, thermodynamics, and code together. The old debate that digitalization kills jobs is giving way to data showing that sustainable transition creates them. Ethics, too, becomes clearer. Are there communities excluded by our pursuit of efficiency? Do renewable projects conflict with local ecosystems? Does e-waste export outsourcing hide moral evasion? The key performance indicator is shifting from how large to how meaningful. The new question is how much knowledge, healthcare, and education we can deliver with less energy. Even users have agency. Choosing low-carbon cloud regions, enabling eco modes, scheduling batch jobs overnight, selecting efficient codecs, and extending device lifespans, small defaults can change massive systems. Transformation often begins not with revolutions, but with default settings. The rhythm of life is longer than the speed of technology. Sustainable IT is the condition for civilization's survival. Technology loves speed, but life demands balance. We must learn to create greater meaning with less energy, not just more computation. Civilization's competitiveness will soon be measured not in flops, but in meaning per joule. Data centers will contribute to city energy loops. Chips will raise intelligence per watt. Software will refuse wasteful computation, and finance will reward efficiency as innovation. Local communities will no longer be bystanders, but co-designers of technology's benefits. Technology borrows time from the earth. Therefore, its speed must be tuned by responsibility. Sustainable IT is not an adjective of ecology, but the default state of civilization itself. The technology of coexistence is the most enduring legacy humanity can leave to the generations that follow.